Son, and the Holy Ghost. The words which St. Paul addresses to the Galatians in the epistle which we read today are as important for us as they were for them. He draws a distinction, more than a distinction. He draws a contrast between the law and grace, between all that was before Christ and all that is after Christ, for those who have chosen Him as their God, their Savior, their Lord. The distinction is very clear. In the Old Testament, God had given a law to His people. In short, it was the Ten Commandments, which we all know. In a more detailed and complex manner, it was all that we find in Leviticus, detailed regulations that ruled every detail of life. And those who remained strictly, ruthlessly faithful to these laws could consider themselves as being righteous. God had nothing to claim from them because they had been faithful to every letter, every word of what He had said. In the New Testament, we have a warning which Christ Himself gives us. He also gives us what we call commandments. He tells us what we should do, how we should be, if we want to enter into eternal life. Which does not mean come to God's judgment and be forgiven, which means enter into another dimension of life, into a dimension of life that was not experienced before. To be possessed of eternal life means to commune with God in such a way that His life becomes our life, and in the words of St. Peter, in one of his epistles, that we become partakers of the divine nature by the power and the grace and the mercy of God. But it is not simply by complying to what the Lord Jesus Christ teaches, by obeying slavishly what He says, or by doing what He commands, advises, begs us to do with the hope of a reward, like hirelings who work only for the reward they will receive. Those people who will take the commandments of Christ as though they were Old Testamental rules and commandments can hear the words of Christ Himself. When you will have done all these things, recognize that you are unworthy, unprofitable servants. Servants, people who are under a rule, people who are under authority, people who are under dominion, but have not yet entered into the freedom of the children of God. When what we call the commands of Christ are ways in which Christ tells us, learn to live in such a way, then you will commune with Me. Then you will be at one with God. Then you will grow into that oneness with God which is simply life, but not temporary, not ephemeral, not a life that leads to death, but life abundant, life that grows to infinity, God's own life in us. If we listen to Christ and recognize what Peter said, you have the words of eternal life. You speak to us in a way that all that is eternal in us, all that can commune with God, all that can make or become partakers of the very nature of God grows in us, then you will realize that it is not by doing, but by communing that we grow into that oneness with God. And that is the law of grace, or rather the way of grace, communion. A communion so deep, so ever increasingly perfect, that we become one with the living God. And so it is not commandments in the sense of do it and then you will be quits with me. It is a call, be like me, and you will be as eternal, as holy, as perfect as I am by participation in my perfection, in my holiness, in my eternity. Let us read and reread the Gospel with such eyes, with an eye, with a heart open in such a way. And then we will see that the Gospel is a book of freedom, the book of life, the book of joy, the book of communion with the living God. Amen. The blessing of the Lord be upon you, by his grace and love towards mankind, always, now and forever, and world without end.
Воскреси из мертвых Христос, истинный Бог наш, молитв ради Пречистой Своей Матери, святых славных и всехвальных апостолов, и же во святых Отца нашего Иоанна, архиепископа Константинопольского Златоустова, преподобных и богоносцев Отец нашей Сергия, игумена Радонежского и всея России Чудотворца, и Серафима Саровского Чудотворца, священномученика Власия Севастийского, святителей Стефана Турожского, Павла Цареградского, Григория Кесарийского, Никиты Новгородского, святых и праведных Богу Отец Иоакима и Анны и всех святых, помилует и спасет нас, яко благ и человеколюбец. Several announcements to make. First of all, between the 6th of October, which is the coming Thursday, and the 15th of December, Father John will give 6 talks on contemporary problems and how to face them being a Christian. His first talk will take place here on the coming Thursday, the 6th of October, at 7 o'clock. The next one will take place on the 20th, in November, the 3rd and the 17th, in December, the 1st and the 15th. These dates will be on the board this week. Secondly, next Saturday, we keep St. Serge's Day. At the same time, we keep, together with our friends from other churches, Roman, Anglican, Free Churches, the members of the Kensington and Westminster Council of Churches, and other friends, the Millennium of the Christening of Russia. I invite all of you to come and to share this feast and to be host to those who will come and pray with us. But pay attention to one thing. In the timetables, the vigil on the 7th of October is marked as being taken in our parish house. It will be taken here as well as the liturgy on the 8th of October. I remind you that on the 9th Sunday is the last date on which we can propose candidates for elections to the assembly, the Diocesan Assembly. Give thought to it and act accordingly. Again, on Saturday the 15th, the Fellowship of St. John the Baptist is organizing a day's conference on women in the church. Everyone is invited to come, and as you will see on the notice which is on the board, it is not a meeting for women, but about a problem that touches very deeply and directly men also, so that men should come and listen and speak, learn and express their feelings and their views. And the last thing, yesterday in Walsingham, I ordained to the priesthood our deacon Philip Steer. Father David has asked me to allow him to relinquish his responsibility for the parish to go more completely into his monastic life and consecrate all his time to pray and to painting icons. Father Philip is now the rector, the vicar of the parish in Walsingham. I would like you to pray for him. He celebrated today for the first time the liturgy as a priest. I would like you also to remember his wife, because the priesthood of the husband reflects not only gloriously in the life of his wife, and I'm not speaking of any outer glory, but of a true participation of the wife in the priesthood of her husband. But also, there is a dark side to it. The dark side being that two persons who shared everything, who were totally open to one another, who could talk about everything, now will have a problem to surmount, because Father Philip will have a whole realm which will be closed to his wife. He will not be able to share with her what he hears in confession. He'll not be able to share with her what he will hear in confidential conversations. And therefore, all her faith in him, all her trust, all their mutual oneness will be needed for her to face a realm in which God alone and her husband can share. Think of her and what it means in the life of each of us, whether we are married, whether we are friends, to know that there is something which is beyond sharing. There is pain, but there is also an incredibly deep growth in mutual trust, in surrender to God, in oneness. And I would like to sing now, together with you, Mnoge Leta, for him, for his wife Philippa, their children, and for all those whom God will commit to their charge.
Благоденственное и мирное житие, здравие, жизнь, спасение, и во всем благое поспешение подашь, Господи, новопосвященному иерею Филиппу, жене его Филиппа, новопоставленному чтецу Печи и всем, их же любовью в сердцах своих носит, и всем тем, кого Ты, Господи, вручишь по печенью их, и сохрани их на многое лето.